following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Wow, what a wild start to the football season. Record-breaking kick returns, last-minute touchdown grabs, and teams nobody expected jumping out to a great start. Not even yours truly could have predicted the twists and turns we've seen so far in both college and the pros. But one thing you can always predict, all season long, you can find the seats you want at StubHub, and often for a lot less than you think. Head to StubHub, grab your seats, strap in for what's sure to be one heck of a wild ride. StubHub!
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, boldly asks, who invented monster trucks? Man. Yes, guys live their life a little differently. At Sport Clips, guys find sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a haircut that always looks great. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com to find the store nearest you and ask for the MVP treatment.
The National League Division Series.
Can you hear me?
About the biggest comeback in school history.
Yeah! Welcome to Big Ten football in Lincoln, folks. Huskers and Buckeyes. Brett's kick sailing towards the uprights, and the kick is good. Maher drills one from 51 yards out. Play action fake. Rolling to the near side. Literally, they throw it back to the tight end, Stormburner. He's got room. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Ohio State. And the Buckeyes are going up and down the field in the first quarter against the Husker defense.
Uh-oh.
Turn to hand it off to Carlos Hyde. He's got a seam, 40, 45, midfield, 45, 40. Carlos Hyde off to the races, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Buckeyes. Are you kidding me?
Uh-oh.
You want to try to get something going here, but at the same time, you know, throw a crazy pick here, and the game is bad shape then.
Tater launches it downfield. It's intercepted. Picked off at the 45-yard line by Orion Johnson. Snap down. Kick is up, and the kick is good. So on the final play of the half, the Buckeyes get a 35-yard field goal.
Uh-oh.
Miller, long count, turns, hands it off to Carlos Hyde, shoving his way to the goal line. Touchdown, Buckeyes.
That was a joke.
Snap back to Braxton Miller. Zone read, he keeps it himself. Gets a first down. Up to the 23, ball came out. Huskers rip it. Nebraska forces the turnover, ripping the ball out of Braxton Miller.
About the biggest comeback in school history.
Tanner Martinez gets loose. 10-5, touchdown, Nebraska. Tanner Martinez around the left side. And the Huskers have found the end zone for the first time tonight. Play action. They roll the pocket for Miller. He's going to run. He gets hit. Stop. He'll lose a couple of yards. Stood up by Sean Fisher. Option throw. Back to passes. Tater looks. Throws. Pass is caught. Kenny Bell. He's got a first down. Huskers have a little rhythm going now offensively. Fake the handoff. Back to throws. Martinez looking downfield. Has a man out there. Pass caught. Touchdown. Quincy and Unwa. And the Huskers back to it in a score.
About the biggest comeback in school history.
Yeah! Return handed off to Hyde off the right side. David comes after him. Brings him down. He'll lose 3 yards. Levante David. There's an All-American for you. Toss back to Burkett off the right side. Rex gets to midfield. 45. Upended at the 42 of the Buckeyes. It's a 13-yard gain by Rex Burkett. And the Huskers starting to take this game over. Option far side. Back to throw is Martinez. Now being chased. Throws it out. A flat. Burkett makes a catch. Sets a tackle. 25-20. 15-10. 5. Rex Burkett. Touchdown, Nebraska. And the Huskers are to within a point.
About the biggest comeback in school history.
Bowserman has time, launches one down the field looking for Philly Brown, and a pass intercepted, picked off by Stanley Jean-Baptiste, Stanley Jean-Baptiste, welcome to the black shirts. Toss it back to Rex off the right side. Rex gets through. 35, 30. Rex Burkett at 25. Wrapped up. Thrown out of bounds inside the 20-yard line of the 19. Second and 10 from the 18. I formation. Turn. Toss it back to Burkett off the left side. Rex has a seam. 15, 10. Burkett 5. Dives. He's in. Touchdown, Nebraska. And the Huskers have come all the way back. And they have the lead. 33-27.
About the biggest comeback in school history.
Man up to Burkett and trying to begin with a fullback. 30, 25, 20. Has another first down, and that's going to do it. Celebration time in Lincoln. The Cornhuskers roar back, a school record comeback.
What a memorable first game at home in the Big Ten Conference.
Talk last night about family, about having each other's back, about togetherness. How about the biggest comeback in school history? Yeah!
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. Oh, man. Just getting ready for a bye week. You know? I'm just sitting there in the press box, folks, Saturday night going, I don't want to do this show with all the Husker hate that's going to be rolling in going into a bye week with a game against the worst team in the Big Ten Conference up next at Minnesota on the 22nd with nothing but hate coming out. And thank goodness things turned around. Will this be the marquee moment for Nebraska? Because you can't call it a signature win. This was a comeback win at home against a non-top 25 football team with plenty of problems of its own, who still had some of their best players suspended for this football game. But the bottom line was they found a way to get it done. And the best players on this team found a way to step up in Taylor Martinez, in Rex Burkhead, in Levante David, among others, that turned this around and made it the biggest comeback in school history. The Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Because it's a bye week, there will be no Bo Pelini press conference today, which would have been interesting, because there's two sides of what happened. There's the five-minute span in the post-game press conference where, once again, the coach had to defend Taylor Martinez and take his ire out on Dirk Chatelain of the Omaha World-Herald. And then there is the great comeback that Nebraska had. There are still problems, obviously, with this football team. The lack of tackling in the first half was an embarrassment to a 3-5 high school team, let alone to a top 15 college Division I football program. So, Nebraska has two full weeks because Minnesota doesn't count. Nebraska's got all of this week, all of next week. They got three full weeks. They've got all of the week leading up to Michigan State to get back, to get better. They have one scrimmage against Minnesota in that amount of time. Where is the Nebraska football program today? Plenty of emails. Love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll be chatting with you on the program today. The Dent Popper inbox for all of your emails, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Type it in once, save it in your bookmarks, and you don't have to do it again. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Today on the program, Matt Davis of the Husker Sports Network. There is no press conference for Bo Pelini, and we hope to talk with Shelly Smith of ESPN, the passing of Al Davis. She has written a book about Al Davis. It is done. It just isn't out, so they're in that tweener period there. We hope to talk to Shelly on the program today. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, you were crying. I'll bring you out here a little bit. I don't think this is a big deal. You were crying. You were texting. You were upset. And then things turned around and the text stopped.
Well, you know, at halftime, Doug, I almost efforted getting on my computer, and I don't tweet very often, but I was going to tweet, sorry, Bo, I'm trying to remain positive, but I don't have anything positive to say right now. At halftime, it was just blah. And right before half, I actually sent out a text message that says, take a knee, fix it at halftime. They throw the interception down the field, and that's when, luckily, I was not holding anything in my hand because something would have went through a wall at that point. Second week in a row, inexcusable. We weren't moving the football. We had no chance to go down and score. Zero chance to go down and score. Third quarter came. Nothing positive happened. And it was like, blah, this blah feeling. Then all of a sudden, David takes that ball away from him. And it was just like a huge spark, and it ignited a fire that just started roaring. And I thought from that point on, our defensive backs covered people better. I thought we tackled better than we had the previous two and a half quarters. I just thought it was a different football team, the football team that Husker fans had been waiting to see the last quarter and a half.
How about the biggest comeback in school history?
Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line for our first call of the program. Man.
Thomas from Lincoln.
Thomas from Lincoln, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to make a comment in regards to Saturday's game. I think in a long time, and I've been a Husker fan from all I can ever remember is Husker, Husker Nation. But I just wanted to make a comment about the fans booing. It's the first time in a long time I've ever felt embarrassed. I really did feel bad for Coach Pelini and just the football team itself. I hope everybody can please you know, Bluebird, you know, please remember, these are kids. These are really, you know, 18, 19-year-old, you know, kids out there. Please, you know, don't do that. We're the Huskers. We have better class than that. That's all I want to say. And still listening to your program. You guys got a good show here. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Tom from Lincoln, you're not the greatest fans in America if you boo. I agree.
You know what?
And who were you booing?
That's
who were you booing?
It had to be Tim Back because Taylor Martin, you weren't.
No, hold on. Martinez didn't play he did not play bad at all in the game at any point.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, all right.
No, if you look at his completion percentage, what was he,
look at what? He threw an interception before half.
That wasn't his fault. That's on the person.
So he did nothing wrong in this football game. I don't want to say that he was good.
Absolutely. I'm just saying, before half, we got 6 freaking points on the board. The score's not 48-28, and we've been moving the ball. Get to halftime, make your adjustments. When then he throws the thing right down the middle of the field, I don't know why you got that play call in the 2 weeks in a row. You learn from your mistakes. I was on him last week. You don't throw the ball back across your body. Oklahoma last year. You should learn from that mistake. No, he did it again versus Wisconsin. Well, Tim Beck did it again this week from last week.
Our ATS Hot Topic of the Week is, who was the MVP in Saturday night's game? Taylor Martinez, Rex Burkhead, Lavonte David, or Ohio State quarterback Joe Bowserman? Some people believe just because there was an injury, that's why Nebraska came back. We still were scoring without and before the injury. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. And all you have to do to vote on our ATS Hot Topic poll question is go to the webpage, ESPNSuperstation.com. You can vote on the poll question. You can hit the Facebook like button. You can get updates from us throughout the week on a variety of topics. And we're going to get to baseball, and we're going to get to everything else that's going on today. But we're starting here, and Matt Davison is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes after our first break. How bad did we lose, and how many picks did Marty throw? Signed, the old guy who turned off his TV at 27-6. Thanks, old guy. Ryan says, the comeback showed a lot of heart and fight in the team, but you can't deny the glaring problems on defense, especially against a pedestrian offense. The Jean-Baptiste move to corner has a lot in common with the Prince of Mucamara move when he arrived at Nebraska. Bo and T-Mart look like a father-son duo in the post-game interview. Revenge is mine, Ryan.
You were there.
And then out of nowhere, this is funny. Craig says, Oklahoma 55, Texas 17. What's the over-under on how many times that game gets replayed on the Longhorn Network? Our poll question this last few days on the Doug and Daddy Show was, do you think Nebraska will make the Big Ten championship? This was before Ohio State. Yes, 56%. No, 44%. So one of our closest in quite some time. We need to take a break because Matt Davison has a window to join us. So we'll take a break and we'll talk with Matt about Nebraska's biggest comeback in school history after this.
Suddenly it's hip to spend $15 on a frou-frou hamburger. It's like fluff and flash are more important than something you can sink your teeth into. But there's hope. It's that little old lady inside all of us just begging to yell, where's the beef? Same place it's always been, Wendy's. And now we've made our classic cheeseburgers even thicker, hotter, and juicier than ever before with premium toppings on a buttered toasted bun. Introducing Dave's Hot and Juicy, only from Wendy's. At participating Wendy's.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings!
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works. I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For all your insurance, Buffalo County Farm Bureau is all you need to know. The Tri-City Storm return home to take on Chicago Saturday night at 7:05 here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's a bye week for the Nebraska football team. They're at Minnesota October 22nd, 2:30 on ABC. The UNK football team hosts nationally ranked Colorado State Pueblo Saturday at 1, and Hastings College will host Midland Saturday at 1 on 1230 KHAS. In volleyball, Nebraska's at Wisconsin Friday and Minnesota Saturday. UNK three straight home games, hosting Western State Thursday, Colorado Mesa Friday, Fort Lewis Saturday. Hastings volleyball team will be hosting Doan Wednesday, Mount Marty Saturday, and Dakota Wesleyan Sunday. And in soccer, UNK is at Colorado Mines Friday, Colorado Christian Sunday. Hastings soccer teams will be at Doan Wednesday and Briarcliff Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
For today, skies will become mostly sunny with south winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour and a high of 72. And then for tonight, skies will be mostly clear with light south winds. Overnight lows will be dropping back to near 46 degrees. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 55.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us in the Midway Auto Broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Oh, getting all around in our Silverado, going to high school football. And there's some high school football games going to be postponed from Friday, made up this afternoon. Most of them are right here in our backyard. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But no problem when you're cruising to our high school games, whatever they may be, football, volleyball, whether we're hitting the Doug and Daddy Show for our Husker lunches or on the road, or whether we're heading to Husker games. Midway will get you where you need to go. The Midway Auto Group is there for you. Chevrolet, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chrysler, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Check it out today. Hassle-free pricing. And if you want more, can't get out, it's Columbus Day, folks. I know most of you probably have the day off, except, you know, us. ThinkMidway.com. Can't wait for that big Columbus Day parade today in the city that you're living in, for all the folks that have the day off and plan for the Columbus Day parade. Big one in Columbus.
Yeah, I would assume.
But see the folks at Midway.
Think and Tecumseh.
Midway. Think, well, duh, and ThinkMidway.com.
Tecumseh and Columbus, huge parades today, and Matt Davison joins us. He's the honorary chairman of the Tecumseh Columbus Day Parade. Matthew, how are you?
Grand Marshal, is that what I would be?
That's what you would be.
Throwing candy,
oh,
waving
man.
To people.
That would just be an honor. How are you guys doing, man? Thanks for having me on.
Doing great. Thanks for coming in. About a few hours to let this baby sink in a little bit, rehash it, maybe watch it again, maybe listen to it again. Biggest comeback in school history. Going to be a week here or a few days here with no Bo to talk about or to get more quotes from. Now that you've had a chance to let it sink in, what are your thoughts once again on this football game?
You know, every time I go back to think about this game, I'm still shocked we came back and won. You know, it's obviously a much better Monday, and the next couple weeks are going to be a lot better knowing we came back and won that game. And we know we have a team that has a lot of heart now and guys that will never quit. I don't know that we should have questioned that before, but when it was 27-6, it didn't look very good, and the guys were able to come back. I mean, just a huge win. And, you know, I'm just really proud of our football team, I guess. And you know, it feels great. It's going to be nice sitting around this weekend, watch everybody else lose, and then go to Minnesota and get another win, and we'll be sitting there at 6-1 with Michigan State coming to town.
Matt, I think the question, and everybody's happy about it, you know, everybody's still got a good feeling because we do have the W in that column instead of the loss. But everybody still wants to know, what is going on with the defense? This is a pedestrian offense at best. I mean, you could say, you know, go back to a week ago.
Well, here you go. First question, Mr. Negativity. Just first question.
I'm just saying, everybody wants to know that question, Matt. What is going on?
He just never quits, does he? You know, it's just always, why can't we be better? I mean, here's the deal, guys. Are we a great football team? I don't know that we're a great football team. But you know what? If we're not great, I'd rather be not great and be 5-1 than be not great and be 3-2 or 3-3 or whatever it might be. You know, we found a way to win, and so we. You know, I sit around today and look at the fact that we found a way to get it done. We had players that showed a lot of leadership and character in my mind. And are there holes on our football team? Absolutely. You know, are there a number of teams that are clearly better than us around the country? I think so.
But we are who we are, and gosh, I'd rather scrape our way to 9 or 10 or 11 wins than have the players we have and go 7-5. So, you know, I guess I look at it a little more positive than most people do. There's a lot of teams that like to be 5-1, and I think there's some winnable games on our schedule the rest of the way, and so we'll see if we can improve. Just to answer your question, I guess if I can. You know, I think the bottom line is we're not quite as athletic as we've been in the past on defense. You know, you look at the guys we lost a year ago from the secondary, those are NFL guys. You take three guys out of a secondary that are playing at the next level, and you're not going to be as good. Up front, I don't know why we're not stopping the run better. I don't know why we're not getting a better pass rush. Maybe that's the number one thing to me. I thought we would get a better push and get into the backfield more than we have, and that's maybe the most disappointing thing. But they figured it out. You know, we gave up a couple big plays. We got behind. But then when the defense really needed to, they got a couple of big stops and kept us, you know, within striking distance. One more score from Ohio State and the things is probably over. So, you know, we're not as good as we have been the past couple of years on defense. But, you know, I think we have to give them credit that once we got down, they kept us in it by getting a couple of three and outs.
Matt Davison of the Husker Sports Network joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, recapping Saturday's largest comeback in school history, downing Ohio State. Staying, I guess, on the negative side here for just a little bit longer before we talk about the great things that this football team did. And I understand this, too. I mean, the thing that shocked me watching that first half, Matt, is the inability to tackle. And I think Carl Pelini was starting to be brought into the fray here. And the next thing you know, he's going to invite some media members over for a bocce ball tournament, and we'll never see him again. I'm just saying, how from one half to the second, from the first half to the second half, all of a sudden you start tackling? That's something that shouldn't ever be a problem to teach.
Yeah. You know, it was disappointing to me. I really thought we'd come out with our hair on fire a little bit more than we did. After the beatdown we took at Wisconsin, I thought our guys were going to come out at home in a huge game, one that we had to have in a lot of ways. I thought they would come out with a little bit better sense of urgency. I don't know that the effort wasn't there. I mean, I am the last guy to ever question effort. And I think our guys were trying, but for whatever reason, they weren't getting it done. And let's not act like we were playing against a bunch of slaps here. I mean, Ohio State has guys that are going to play in the NFL. They have a big offensive line that got a first-team all-conference player back on Saturday. And a huge back there, and they have an athletic quarterback that made some plays, and they had a good scheme. You know, they have good coaches too. So, you know, I was disappointed that we didn't come out and play better early on in that game. There was a point, guys, where we were ahead 14-7 to Wisconsin, and ended up losing that one 48-17. Then we found ourselves down 27-6. If you add that up from the time we were up 14-7 until we came back and won. When it was 27-6, we had been outscored 68-9 over that stretch by Wisconsin and Ohio State, 68-9. And somehow, through all of that, we were able to come back and win that game on Saturday night. So, you know, there's definitely some negatives in what I just said, but at the same time, we were able to come back and at least, you know, salvage the W.
Brett Maher, savior! Anyway, go ahead.
It's Matt. You talk about the defense and the line and their. I guess lack of push. I got a question. Just it looks like Crick at times is standing up, and usually he's getting double teamed. He's standing the two guys up, but then it's like he's not like his responsibility is not to rush the quarterback. It's almost like he backs away and like he's a containment specialist. Is that his responsibility in a two gap defense?
Well, it is to a certain extent. You know, if he's taking on two guys and we're doing our responsibilities up front with our D linemen, it's going to allow our linebackers to make plays. And that's kind of the way we're trying to do things up front. You know, Ndamukong Suh was so great that even with double teams, he was able to create some havoc in the backfield. And, you know, we can't ever compare anybody to him again because I don't think in our lifetimes we're going to see a player like him. Crick is a very good player, and he's going to play at the next level. But, if you're not going to get to the play, then, you know, they have an athletic quarterback, and he's made some plays against you, and so maybe containment isn't a bad way to go at that point. you know, I just think up front, you know, Cameron Meredith, the first couple weeks played really well. We haven't called his name much lately. At the left rush end position, it's kind of been a revolving door, a couple different guys in and out. Guys, none of them have really made any plays. And so the pass rush is definitely something that's a concern, and it's a concern when you're going to face some good quarterbacks coming up with Persa and Robinson and guys that can beat you with their legs and with their arms. So, you know, can we fix it? I sure hope we can, but we're going to have the same players we have right now. You know, we don't have anybody else. You know, you can't go to the free agent market. So they're just going to have to try to play better or try to switch it up or try to bring more pressure with blitzes and linebackers or something. Or, you know, we're going to continue to give up big plays.
Matt Davidson of the Husker Sports Network is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. If you don't get to see it, and 100%, 95% of Husker fans have never had the opportunity, Bo Pelini's game is over. Okay, so he's walking off the field. This is what happens within 30 minutes. He has to answer two or three or four questions from national TV on the field. He walks off towards the same tunnel where people were booing at halftime to huge cheers. He spends about 10 minutes with recruits, parents, and in the locker room talking to his team. And you can see a little bit of that on Huskers.com if you remember to some of their video and things like that. Then he comes in and talks to the media, which is what you see, that 5 to 10 minute press conference. He gets done with that. He walks across the room. He speaks with Matt Davidson. He gets done with Matt. He walks in and does the post-game radio show with Greg Sharp. That's four interviews with different sets of people answering the same questions in 30 minutes. I can see where you would become a little bit irritated. So let's get that out of the way, Matt. How was he when he walked from us to you after kind of being irritated on Saturday night?
Well, you know, I have a good relationship with Bo. He was obviously fine with me, and
well,
you know, this has become a hot topic around Nebraska. And, you know, look, every coach has to go through that. So Bo understands, you know, you have to do a lot of interviews. You make a lot of money, you're in the spotlight, and that's part of it. You have to do, you have to answer questions. You have to do your responsibilities as the leader of this football program. At the same time, Bo is, for those people that know him best, Bo is a very loyal, very relationship-oriented person. And, you know, he's a great family guy. He's a tremendous father and a husband. He loves his friends. He has a big heart. And that's how he feels about his players. And he's going to be a coach that goes to the wall for his guys. And when he feels like his guys are being hammered unfairly in certain ways, then I think he's going to come to their rescue. And so he was frustrated by some of the things that were written, some of the things that were said, some of the criticism directed towards either his coaching staff or some of his players during last week. And, you know, I have no patience for booing in our own stadium. And for those fans that did it, and I know it's not the majority, but for those fans that booed in our own stadium and booed our own players, shame on them. That's not the way we do things in Nebraska. That's not the way our fans should act. And so I don't know that he was responding to the boos, but I think it was just a buildup of a few things over the last couple of weeks that made him a little bit testy in the post game. And, again, it's because he cares about his guys, he cares about his players, he was proud of them, and at the same time he has to come in and answer questions, you know, from people that during the week were saying a lot of negative things. And, you know, that would be frustrating. And I'm not going to say that I always agree with the way Bo handles everything. I've told him that. But at the same time, that's who he is. He's an emotional guy, and he you know, he wears his emotion on his sleeve, and so in that way, you know, I kind of respect it too.
Matt, I guess,
look, guys, there's a lot of coaches out there that just say the right thing, and maybe sometimes that's the way to go. Maybe just playing the part and being in character is the right way to go sometimes. That's not what you get with Bo. And there's a lot of fake going on out there with a lot of the coaches that you see around the country. That's not
Matt
who
Brown.
They really are.
And if
some fans are okay with their coach being fake part of the time, then okay, maybe Bo needs to do that in some people's eyes. But that's not the way he is.
I think that's a you couldn't have put it better, Matt. I got to be honest with you.
Mac Brown.
we were saying Mac Brown when you're talking about fake coaches all the. Anyway. Matt, when Braxton Miller was in the ball game, it seemed to me that, you know what, he has a lot more athletic than Joe Bosman. Nobody's going to, you know, debate that fact. When he was in the game, though, I thought people were open when he completed passes. Yeah, he might have gave himself some more time. But when Bosman came in the game, or actually from the point that Lavonte David lit the spark and took the ball away from him, it was night and day, I thought, defensively. It was just like jump-starting this team. Is that the way you saw it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, momentum is everything. And, you know, you get a little shot in the arm, a little adrenaline rush when a guy makes a play, and it can change everything. And especially when you're the home team and you need something like that to happen, the crowd gets behind you. It's amazing how ebbs and flows in a game decide in the end who's going to win it. And Lavonte David made a huge play. And when Miller got hurt, that was another huge play. And from that point on, they started to doubt themselves. This wasn't a football team that came in here extremely mentally tough. I mean, they had a lot of question marks. They had lost a couple of games. And so we needed a couple good things to happen for them to start going, oh, no, here we go. And that's exactly what happened. They got a lot of confidence at the beginning of the game because they were playing well. We make a couple plays. The crowd gets behind us. Their quarterback goes out. They start to question themselves. And from there, everything went our way. They got crazy penalties against them. They couldn't make a play on offense. We were starting to get things going on defense or on offense, and pretty soon the game changed. And it's amazing how that works in sports, and with college kids, it happens even more than it does in the pros.
Just another minute here with Matt Davison with the Husker Sports Network. Did a great job again with Craig, and Daddy's been criticized or has criticized the play call before halftime the last 2 weeks, which ended up in turnovers. But I want to get to positive stuff. Taylor Martinez, I think this is the quarterback. People have been asking, is Taylor Martinez the quarterback that played against Wisconsin and at the end of last year, or is this the Taylor Martinez which we saw at the beginning of his career and played, I think, his best game, obviously, of this year and maybe of his career at Nebraska on a Saturday night? Are we going to see this going forward? I know that's a crystal ball question, but do you think this is what's going to get him over the hump?
Well, I think so. And, you know, I have been probably one of Taylor's biggest fans and one of the guys that's been most supportive of him when it comes to any media around the state. I mean, a year and a half ago, I was saying during the spring that he needed to be our starting quarterback. I've never gone away from that. Now, if we get a guy in here that's a better player than him, then fine. Let's put a new quarterback in there if we get somebody that's better than Taylor Martinez. Guess what? We don't have anybody that's better than him. And so he's our quarterback, and because he's the quarterback to the team that I love, then I'm going to support him, and I'm not going to be negative. And, you know, the thing for me is Taylor has a certain set of skills that are pretty darn good. And when we use those skills in the right way and put him in position to use those skills, he's pretty effective, really effective, as a matter of fact. And then when we get in bad situations with down and distance and get into play calls that we don't want to be in, that's when, you know, some of those things show. And so I like Taylor Martinez. I think he's been unfairly criticized a lot over the last year or so. And I feel bad for him because, you know, he's trying hard. And let me tell you something about Taylor Martinez. He's not our starting quarterback because he's supposed to be a great interview. We didn't recruit him. We didn't recruit him out of California so that he could come in here and be a media darling and be a quote master. We asked him to come to Nebraska so that he could play quarterback. So if people are upset with him because he doesn't answer questions correctly after the game, that's fine. You can say, okay, he doesn't interview very well. But that doesn't mean you're supposed to be more critical of the way he plays because he doesn't interview well. And I think that's what's happened to Taylor Martinez. You know, he gets criticized and then he doesn't want to do interviews. And I don't know what that's like. I've never been there where I'm the guy getting beat up in the media all the time. But he's received a lot of criticism. So then he doesn't do well in interviews. And then those same people are more critical of him the way he plays on Saturday because he didn't give him a great quote. And to me, that's unfair. And, you know, as I said, he's our quarterback. And I think we should support him and try to help him rather than have a 21-year-old kid have to wake up in the morning and have everybody and their dog question him on the internet and through radio and television and print media. You know, that'd be tough. That'd be a mental hurdle to get over, to go out and play your best ball when you know people are questioning you every single day. So I'm not going to do it. I want him to go win football games for the program that I love and that I support every single day, and I hope other people get on board with that rather than the negatives.
Yeah, that's one thing I think fans fail to realize. If the score is 27-6 at the end of the football game on Saturday night, today we're all still fans of Nebraska. You know, the negativity has got to stop. One thing, though, I got to go back to, and Doug brought it up, right before half, 27-6, I text 20-6, excuse me. I text a buddy, Matt, and I said, we're surely going to down the ball. We're not moving it. Get this thing to halftime and regroup, aren't we? If we turn this thing over, I am going to be beep. That was the text. Why didn't we didn't learn last week and we didn't learn this? Why do we do that, Matt?
Well, it's a good question. You know, I was hoping we were going to take it into the half as well. And, you know, we obviously didn't. And, I mean, how about one of these times when we do make a mistake on offense, we get back on the field with our defense and get a stop?
Yes.
You know? And we gave them great field position, and they make a great play and get down in inside field goal range. But if we, you know, get a couple of stops, there's 30 seconds left, then the half's over anyway, and we aren't as upset about trying to make a play offensively. But every time he's thrown a pick, our defense has given up points, and that just makes it look even worse. And, you know, I think if we had to go back and do it again, we probably wouldn't try to throw that seam route down the middle of the field when they know you're going to throw it and they're in prevent defense and everybody's looking at the quarterback. So, you know, I'm not going to say I agreed with that either. You know, we get the ball to start the second half. It would have been nice to just go into the half.
One of the few times they didn't have eight guys in the box. Matt, if folks want to keep up with you on a daily basis, how can they do that?
You can follow me on Twitter, Matt_Davison at Twitter. Join me at Facebook. I post a few things here and there. I'm not a big fan of the old overexposure thing. So I know I get tired of hearing my own voice. So I think probably people get tired of hearing from me. But I post a few things here and there. If they want to follow me, that'd be great.
He caught a ball once for the Huskers, and now he's with the Husker Sports Network, and we love having him here on the Doug and Danny Show. Matt, safe travels home, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, guys, call anytime.
Thanks, buddy. Matt Davison, the color man, Husker Sports Network, of course, great wide receiver for the Big Red, has a little ring to show for it as well.
Good, you know, good guy. It's fun to have Matt on. He does. I thought some pretty interesting insight. And you know what?
Matt's not shy, and he's truthful. He's speaking what he believes is the truth at all times. He is passionate about what he says and his support for the program. I mean, there's no point in asking him if he thinks his team's going to get to Indianapolis. Yeah, if they get better. I mean, you know, things like that. And Matt, that comes through on his radio broadcasts, as he did with the comment, as you heard in our open, you know, let's just not make a mistake here. And as it's coming out of his mouth, the ball's in the air. Pick. So there you go. Go to the Dent Popper inbox here. I just wanted to point out the article on the Husker Max website. That's Husker Max with an X. All the haters and daddies should read it. It's named "A Former Writer for This Site Issues a Plea to Fellow Husker Fans." Thought it was very well written. So check that out if you want. HuskerMax.com. You can check out that. It has something to do with a lot of what we've been talking about already on the program. Half the week, half the price. It's on one half of the Certus mattress inventory right now at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. If you plan on buying a new mattress this year, you don't want to miss this big event. See the ad in your local paper, like the Kearney Hub, Hastings Trib, half price for half the week on Certa mattress sets. It's for a short time only, so don't miss out. It's only at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, Alliance. Stop by and see them today, half the week, half the price on one half of the Serta mattress inventory at Bruce Furniture. Now, UNK and Hastings College also wins this weekend. We'll touch on those for a moment and a lot more to get to when we come back.
JCPenney knows you don't like ads for clothes, so just for listening to this one for Levi's, I'm going to tell you how to survive a visit from your mother-in-law using the same tactics employed during a grizzly attack. Never run. If she thinks you're running, she'll think you're prey. If you lock eyes, hit the ground in a fetal position. She'll stop attacking when she feels you're no longer a threat.
These survival tips were brought to you by JCPenney, where you'll find all-American Levi's jeans, 514s and 505s, just $34.99 at Levi's lowest prices of the season.
JCPenney, everybody wins.
Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offers end October 31st.
This is Old Man Winter. Did you know about 65% of U.S. homes are under-insulated? It's time to better insulate with Johns Manville formaldehyde-free fiberglass insulation before it's too late. What? Did you expect some big, booming, magical voice?
Is this good enough for you?
Good. Listen up. Seal and then insulate now with Johns Manville insulation to save up to 20% off the heating portion of your energy bill.
Don't say I didn't warn you, okay?
Johns Manville. For a limited time, save on R30 roll insulation, only $9.97. Available at Lowe's.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, skies will become mostly sunny with south winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour and a high of 72. And then for tonight, skies will be mostly clear with light south winds. Overnight lows will be dropping back to near 46 degrees. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 55. And I'm steady, but I'm starting to shake. And I don't know how much more I can take. Oh, this is it now. Everybody get down. This is all I can take. This is how a heart breaks. You take a hit now. You're feeling great down. Make you stay wide awake. This is how a heart breaks. You're losing cred. I think that's...
I mean, what? Hello, Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we take care of all of our listeners and all of our guests with BK, two locations in Kearney. Also, Cozad, North Platte, and Lexington. Stop by and see them today. Quarterback Taylor Martinez is the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. Brett Maher is the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week. Rex Burkhead is the Rivals.com Big Ten Player of the Week. Levante David, the Lott Trophy National Impact Player of the Week. And that's all in one half, basically. UNK a winner, by the way. I don't want to overlook our boys that keep doing well. The new poll should be out any moment here. Could be a top 10 matchup with Pueblo at Foster Field Saturday. The forecast, you should never look at it more than 2 days ahead of time, but out to Saturday looks like it's going to be great. It's very nice now. Anything like that would be beautiful. That's Saturday. The Lopers did a lot of things right. They just didn't blow Shadron State out 20-13. We'll talk with Daryl Morse tomorrow. We'll talk with Tony Harper tomorrow. Their team put up 31 first half points and beat Dakota State 44-14. UNK, Tony, and Hastings and the Huskers all won volleyball too. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Fred from Tecumseh.
Oh no. Well, that's the second person from Tecumseh we've had on in 20 minutes, Dan.
There you go.
Fred last week had some issues, I believe, with Big Red.
He was one of those people booing, I believe, at the stadium, maybe.
I don't think so. Fred doesn't boo. Fred?
No, I was home watching baseball after I flipped the game off.
So we should call him loyal Husker fan, Fred from Tecumseh. What do you think, Fred?
Well, I'm going to take my beating here, and I'm going to be the guy at the state fair at this Dunkin' booth, and I'll let you guys throw some softballs at me, which I know you guys so like girls, she won't be able to hit me anyway. But. Well, first of all, I want to go, Davidson had a great point with Taylor Martinez. Put him in the positions that he can succeed at. Don't come out and try to throw it 30 times a game. Get the game, running game going. Get the play action going. Do the run the option. Suck them in, and then you got that deep pass. Bo and Taylor have got to learn not to feed the animals. That's where they get all this criticism. Bo gets paid a lot of money. Dave Heinemann, what would Dave Heinemann do if he would say, nah, I'm not talking to you anymore. You go find somebody that knows something. But Bo just can't. He gives these guys all this ammunition. You know, it's kind of like a guy that you guys know from Osceola. You argue with him. You argue with him. Pretty soon just agree with him. And you know what? He won't argue no more. I mean, just let the press have what they want and say, you know what, you're right. You know, just do this. Don't antagonize them. All they do is they're going to keep bugging you.
That's a good point.
Bo's getting paid a lot of money. He's got to be able to take some crap. If he doesn't, go find a real job.
He may do that too, Fred. That's what I'm...
I think if he doesn't straighten up, Perlman's
going to
fire him.
Oh, God. Perlman will be shown the door. Now, Fred, last week we had to cut you off because you swore on the air by saying Jamal Lord. So I want to make sure that we get in any more comments that you have today. Now, is there anything else you want to touch on?
You know what? Taylor had a great second half. But you got to realize a quarter and a half doesn't make the season. And I think they put him in the right positions, run the ball, throw it when you got it, you know, when you get play action going and stuff. But, you know, we can't take this too seriously because Ohio State was without three of their best players the second half. You still didn't have Posey there. You still didn't have the running back there. And the quarterback went down. Now, I'm not saying that we wouldn't have scored in the second half, but we wouldn't have had the ball as much because we'd still be chasing Miller.
That may be very true. Thanks for the phone call. We appreciate it, as always. He also had a pretty good first half, too. Yeah. Martinez did.
Thanks, Fred. Have a great...
He did. They played great. And, hey, Burkhead makes a nice move out in the flat there. You know, if he doesn't make that guy miss, you know, they played better. I'm going to give him credit. And I'm not a Nebraska basher. Like I keep telling you, I'm just a realist. I'm kind of like... Davidson said, you know, put them in the right positions. We're not the best, so don't put us up on that pedestal until we get there.
Fred, the realist from Tecumseh, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Fred, have a good day. Take care. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Adam and Holdridge, unless you had more comment, Daddy.
No, I'm fine.
Adam and Holdridge says, quick assessment, the good, the bad, the ugly he wants to play here. The good, Rex and Taylor. Rex continues to be a leader and carry the load. Also, huge props to Taylor for a massive comeback from last week. And on a side note, I'd like to give a pat on the back to whoever showed Taylor what a checkdown is. I'd hug you if I knew who you were. The bad. Our defense is still struggling to wrap up, still struggles to get a push, and still struggles to understand the defense. Our cutback defense should be put on a freaking highlight reel of exactly what not to do. The ugly. Adam says this is a tie between their backup quarterback and Bo's post-game demeanor. Joe Bowserman has to be the worst upperclassman quarterback in the country that I have ever seen. Ever, ever, ever. Bo's annex post-game were a little disheartening. While I think Dirk was a little unprofessional in his questioning, I don't think he deserved the treatment he got. Not easy to turn a positive into a negative, but I feel that's exactly what we did here. I like Bo's us against the world mentality as long as the us never becomes the fans of the university. Adam, thanks.
Thanks, Adam.
John says, great interview with Matt. Good insight on Bo from Matt. Also, I was with Daddy at the end of the first half. Just run the ball.
You know, El Conquistador has chimed in. He says, people, the offense moved the ball against a pretty good defense. That's a good thing.
That's true. Yeah. Let's go to that's exactly as bad as their offense was supposed to be and move the ball.
Their defense
was better, as good, maybe better than Wisconsin supposed to be.
Right.
And Nebraska tore them up in the second half. Back to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Rich from Amherst.
Rich, what's going on?
Oh,
just eating a little lunch, listening to your show.
Hey, thanks so much. What's on your mind? Anything besides Husker football? Or?
Well, no, it's Husker football. I missed the first half, but I was just wondering that John Baptiste, is he like our savior? Because it seemed like we never heard nothing about him until he come into the game, and then it's like our defense turned around.
Now, he just moved over there from wide receiver 3 short weeks ago.
Yeah.
So for him to be playing and playing at that level, I think it's sensational. Now, he did play some safety at his high school in Miami, had, I believe, 6 picks in his high school career. But he'd been a wide receiver. Now he certainly looks like, I tell you what, he is a long-rangey, and I know Doug hates that word long, but when he picked off that pass, that wasn't it wasn't like that was a real poor pass from Boserman. He made a great play.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to help. That's the reason they moved him back there, his athleticism.
But have he played in the games before?
No, I believe that was the first action he saw all year long.
Well, he's pretty dang good.
Hey, thanks for the call. Enjoy the afternoon. Hey, Amherst is one of the teams that's playing today. They're at Loomis, Palmer's at Axtell, Loup City's at Pleasanton, Wilcox, Hildreth's at Bertrand. As far as some makeup games from Friday's weird stormy weather, let's stay on the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Tony from Lex.
Tony in Lexington. What's up?
Not much. Heck, you could have Steve Urkel play back. They got to have 21 other guys yet play the game, too.
Well, everybody's got to do their job. There's no point. There's no doubt about that. But the focus is going to be on the quarterback.
There's no need to get down Martinez. It's a pretty good job.
I think you're right, Tony. Now we just have to see if he can keep doing this. And to the last caller, too, you bring Baptiste in there. That's what you do. This is the process, people. That is what you do. You try to find ways to get better. And right. Nebraska got better on Saturday in the second half.
Right.
I still think it's very common nature of any human being to start wondering at halftime last week. I think everybody's going, man, what is going, they needed that spark. David gave it to them, and it not only caught fire on the defense, but I think it transformed the offense. And then the diamond formation really the player from Ohio State, one of their safeties, said they out-schemed us, plain and simple. I don't have his name right in front of me. But you know what? To hear that and to make adjustments in the second half, Husker fan, that's what we bitched about all last year. We never did make an adjustment at halftime. We seem to be making a lot of them. Now, and I'm still not happy what happened right before half in either one of the last 2 games. And I think hopefully we'll learn from that. But we do make adjustments now, and things have, for the most part, been thumbs up on that front.
So you feel better than today, Tony?
Oh, yeah. Always felt good.
Hey, buddy, thanks for the call. Take care in Lexington today. 888-455-ESPN. Folks, we're getting into the winter months where you're going to be probably working out a little bit more inside than outside, and you just as well make it pay off for you. And talk to the folks and stop by Complete Nutrition in Grand Island or Kearney. You can always go online at CompleteNutrition.com. They're Kearney or Grand Island facilities. Stop by and see them today. Top of the Hill in Kearney by Gordman's in Grand Island. Daddy, make you feel fit, make you feel better, and help you out with your workouts.
Well, the customers look for 3 things, lose weight, gain strength, or maintain a healthy weight and metabolism. They can help you do those things. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better. Whether you're looking for hydration supplements, balanced diet, or exercise, that's why they've got trained professionals to help you. They're just north of Sunmart, right along 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They're just north of Gordman's, off of Highway 281 in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition. They're there to help you.
Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Alan Coward, life's pretty unpredictable. Things beyond your control can keep you from being productive at the office. You get sick, bad weather, traffic jams. That's why I recommend Go to My PC by Citrix. Helps you stay productive despite the unexpected. It allows you to connect to your office Mac or PC from any other computer or your iPad. I use it from my iPad. You can work on any file, use any program, access your internal network. And by the way, airport, get it done. At home, get it done. With Go to My PC, you can have peace of mind knowing that your office computer is just a click away. I've been using GoToMyPC for years. I love it on my iPad. The bottom line, getting work done on my terms from where I'm at. Try GoToMyPC free today. I've got a special offer, a 45-day free trial just for you. Go to MyPC.com, visit it, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Colin. GoToMyPC.com.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer is so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse, boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
It's the Outdoor Spectacular at Graham Tire. All tires in stock are on sale. Buy three and get the fourth free on select tires from Hankook, Goodyear, and Cooper. Plus, get manufacturer's rebates from Goodyear, Cooper, and Hankook up to $160 on your purchase of selected tires. Register to win one of three $500 Shield shopping sprees or a guided pheasant hunt at Top Gun Hunting Ranch. If you need tires, you don't want to miss this sale. It's the Outdoor Spectacular through Saturday, October 22nd. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've got baseball coming your way this afternoon. The Tigers and the Rangers at 3 o'clock here on ESPN Radio. First pitch just after 3:15. Then Monday Night Football, the Lions and Bears. Danny, how did you do in your selections this weekend? I heard it was a changing of the tide.
Yeah, I got on the college ranks and went 2-for-1 there. Akron covers again, mysteriously.
Did they win?
No, they did not win.
Okay,
of course, I think they lost by 14, but we had to give 17. So I lost that one. We hit Oklahoma and we hit Baylor relatively with relative ease.
And now we go to the National Football League, where Daddy was 9-1 going into the week. 9-1. He had went 2-0, and then the previous week decided, let's try three games. And that's where he suffered his first loss, going 2-1. This time, you go with three games again. Daddy, how did you do? Oh!
What happened? As I blanked, and we're 9-4 now on the season. I had the Giants lose to Seattle, and if you're in suicide deals, or winner, whatever you want, a last man standing, whatever you want to call it.
They were the biggest favorite of the week, the Giants were, and they went down straight up.
Seattle goes to the East Coast and comes away with a victory. I had Arizona +3. That game was over in the first quarter. And Denver, we lose by a point on a field goal that San Diego couldn't get a first down, which was very disappointing. The game I cross off, the Bills. I had the Bills wrote down.
There was 8 other games. I don't want to hear about those. You went 0-3 in the pros, and, yeah, thanks, San Diego, for not bringing one through there for the daddy. So that's okay. Everybody has an off week. But it's going to be a big bounce back, Wisconsin. You just played your Wisconsin, is what happened. Now you have to be Ohio State and come back strong this week. Big Daddy's picks every Friday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But in college, you stayed hot and you carried us through in Big Daddy's Pigskin Pick'em by going 8-2, only missing the Georgia, Tennessee, and Arizona, Oregon State games. I went 6-4. Merritt went 6-4. Brad from Kearney went 6-4. So, Brad. Doesn't go to the grand prize hunt, but he was a winner from Big Dally's and ESPN Radio on Friday. So we actually won this week. You did.
Good. I felt good about that going in. Now I'm hot on college. What's going on?
Well, you were hot this weekend.
I was.
You were hot this weekend. Some other notes as we talked about UNK and Hastings winning over the weekend. Volleyball, everybody wins. UNK, they were at Colorado Christian Friday. They lost the first two sets 26-24 and 27-25 and then roared back to win in five. So they're 18-1, and they begin a six-game homestand with three straight nights at home Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Hastings volleyball beat Morningside in five. The Broncos will host Doan on Wednesday. Of course, the Huskers were double winners over the weekend, and they're starting to play a lot better, it sounds like and looks like, too, according to the coach. Conference volleyball gets underway tonight in the area. We've got the Fort Kearney with opening round action at Overton and at Axtell. At Overton, Amherst plays Wilcox Hildreth at 5:15. Elm Creek plays Eustis Farnham at 6:15. The winner gets Overton to the nightcap. And then there's also action in Axtell. Pleasanton plays SEM. The winner gets Axtell. Loomis plays Elwood. The Lou Platte Conference Tournament tonight live on Classic Hits 98.9. It will be action from Wood River, St. Paul and Centura at 6, followed by Wood River and Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic will be hosting action with Adams Central and Gibbon. Ord hosting action with Ravenna and Loup City. The girls' state golf tournament is underway. Class A at the Norfolk Country Club. Class B at Grand Islands Riverside. Class C at Quail Run in Columbus. And the state softball tournament gets underway on Wednesday in Hastings. Hastings has made it in. They'll play Bennington at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday. So there you go. Tri-City Storm dropped a couple of games over the weekend. They're going to paint the ice pink, and hopefully that'll help them out in a home game on Saturday with Chicago, and we'll talk more about that later on in the week.
Douglas, before we get out of here, we wanted to tell you the choice is simple. It's TNL Irrigation, proven technology that works. Folks, you can check them out online. TLIRR stands for irrigation if you're from Shadron. TLIRR.com, proven technology that works. Smooth, continuous system movement at any speed, precise rotation times at any temperature, high-speed rotation for frost control and uniform chemical application. Call your local TNL dealer or call them today at 1-800-330-4264 or visit them online. TNL Irrigation, proven technology that works. The choice is simple, folks. Check them out. We love dealing with the people at TNL. They put out a quality product at a proven price. TNL Irrigation.
Folks, we're going to try and catch up with Shelley Smith. Maybe ends up traveling today. We did not make contact. I talked to her. We talked to her over the weekend. She wants to come on, talk about the passing of Al Davis. She's wrote the book. She's dealt with the Raiders, obviously. Talk about her experience in Lincoln over the weekend and a whole lot more being a Nebraska alum. So we'll catch up with her later on in the week. Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College. Join us tomorrow on the show to talk about their wins. We want to thank Matt Davison, former Husker, and, of course, radio man with the Husker Sports Network doing all the color, for his insight and an in-depth long interview on the Doug and Daddy Show today. In case you missed any of the program recap to start the show, Matt Davison, or any of the programs, check out our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Keep sending the emails, folks. We appreciate them, along with the phone calls. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.